Okay, so now we're going to expand on our RFID technology, and Ed Barnes is going to do a presentation on the development of a system for tracking modules using RFID.
Thank you. Obviously, I'm not John Monura, but I knew you would feel cheated if you didn't get at least two or three RFID presentations in this session. So really appreciated that last presentation. And so really a lot of what we're doing, if you don't happen to have someone like Mr. Garcia in your gym that will just learn Python on his spare time, we're trying to give you some other alternatives, okay? So that's what really this project is about. And so I'm just going to review some of the resources that we've put out there to start helping people that do want to take advantage of this that technology like EDCOT Gen is doing. And then I want to talk about a little bit about what John did in 2018 to move the software forward. Just a reminder, we have something with Cotton Incorporated called Focus on Cotton. And at the 2017 Stoneville Gen School, we actually recorded all the presentations on an RFID session, and those are online. So anything that we've done through 2017 is available from that, and you can watch these webinars or like a narrated PowerPoint. And the good thing about it is if you don't want to listen to someone drone on like me about 10 minutes in the introduction, you can just skip over that and go right to the meat of it. So just know that there's a lot of stuff there already. We also put about a 5-minute video on cotton cultivated. And again, you just type in cotton cultivated and to Google, and it'll bring you there. And you go to the how-to videos, and there's just kind of a 5-minute video about why you might want to do this. So I'd encourage you to look at those things. Couple points to remember as we get into this. This presentation is focused on RFID tags, and it's focused a lot on what John Deere has brought us. But just know, as a disclaimer, our intent is not just to develop this for RFID. This is really to make this tool available for any way you want to handle cotton, that we can do it with RFID. We are not trying to develop a complete gen management system. We're not in competition with EWR. We're not in competition with Plains cotton growers. We really needed this to try to demonstrate the value so you could, kind of see it, and we could learn about it and try to figure out how to take advantage of it. So we needed the software to do it. Also, all this software is available in an open source program. So anything you see that we've done and anything that I talk about today, if you have someone doing software development for you, this stuff is available on GitHub. And your program, if you're contracting a programmer, they can just go to GitHub and pull in this code and not have to start from scratch. So the last thing is, right now we're not linking. We're assuming the Gen software you have right now will link the load numbers to the bale numbers. All right, so we're not putting that part in at this point. So that's where we're at. And just a reminder, we're all talking about the plastic and the problems we're having with it, and that some of this is a pain. But remember, there's a lot of data that this machine is collecting. And so the things as genners, the moisture and weight and even diameter. So if you got a little, one of these little runt modules coming in, all that data is available. And so if you're ignoring RFID tags, you really don't have a way to capture value from this data. But that data's there, and it's easily available through, if your producers are running, and the machine can automatically upload to my John Deere. And then we have a utility that you can run at your gen that would automatically pull that data into your gen if your producer gives you permission. And just back to my thing, it's not tagless. We're not talking tagless. There's 5 tags out on that round module. And, that's, again, I know we haven't given you the tools to take advantage of it, but it is my pet peeve to see a module wrapped with 5 unique identifiers on it, and then we spray paint it, and we put another tag on there. So I'd like to get past that to where we could capture the value of those tags that are already there. Another thing, we've got some people from TAMA here, and they'll be presenting. Even right now, I think, hearing them talk about the hurricane. And so when everything goes wrong and you lose a tag, if you're a producer or you, if you're, I shouldn't even say this, but I will. If you're one of the gens that buys the wrap for your producers, if you keep, count of the pallets, TAMA can provide you all the serial numbers on that pallet. And so if you know who that pallet of wrap went to, now you've got a backup. Because if you can get that serial number, now you know at least who that pallet went to. So it's not just mystery cotton out there. So that's something real tangible. This is just, you know, you get that HID data, you can look at where it was wrapped in the field. There's a lot of stuff we can do with this from an agronomic standpoint that we're not capturing value on yet, and I want to see that change too. Bobby's going to talk about that in a little bit. But really what I want to talk today about what John has done, he was working with Tanner Gin in Frogmore, Louisiana, and testing out the idea of really focusing on capturing data using the module truck. And so this adds, by using the module truck, he's also found a way to automate some of the data collection. So I want to really just focus on getting it from the field to the gin and then to the module feeder with the new software he's developing. One of the things, so that in order, we've got an app. You can go to the Play Store right now and download an app that will allow you to scan the module tags in the field or to use the GPS off your phone and store the GPS location from where you scan that tag. And before, we were just emailing that and hoping you'd figure out what to do with it. Now, John has worked with the software to develop kind of a little gin management utility that runs on a laptop. And so you can email that information, and this utility will suck it in. It's going to suck in all the data the truck's collecting and any other data, so you have a central location for all this data. And so then it becomes, you know, it gives you a little idea. It can tell you how many modules are in the system, how many loads. It can tell you how many modules in the field, what's been put in the gin yard, what's been gin. So it just gives a way to automate that tracking. And then this is kind of a shot of some of the data that could come in from the app. You know, the you know, client farm field, the serial number of that module, you know, and the latitude and longitude, and this is probably from where you scanned it so that you know it's ready, where the driver could know the latitude and longitude to go pick it up at. And so this is what's kind of cool, I think. And when John first proposed doing this, I thought, well, this is kind of overkill, and I don't know if I like it. And he went forward with it. What is cool about it, and you're going to hear from Bobby on some things where we could make this more practical. But right now he's got the antennas on the back of the module truck. Those are the RFID antennas, so they can read the modules as they're loaded. This is where you're going to get 100% read rate because you got one on each side and they're not very far away. He's also put a little transducer on the chain, and so he knows if the truck is loading or unloading. Okay? And then in the truck, he's got kind of a little computer there that's tying all this stuff together. And so you see it, it goes, when the truck goes in to the yard, it downloads what it needs to go collect. And so it gets a list of modules that are candidate modules to be picked up and who owns them and where they are. It goes out there and dispatches it. And then as it loads it, number one, it's going to set a flag and say, I picked up this module. It scans that module number, sets a flag, say, this one's been put on the truck. I picked it up out of the field. And it's also going to confirm that module's on the list. You know, every time we first started talking about this, well, what if someone picks up my neighbor, you know, my neighbor's cotton instead of my cotton? And so this would give a way to confirm, if we're not using tags, that really is the right cotton you're picking up. And then this is just talking about the truck scan system, what the truck driver could see. He could select which field to go to, and there'd be a list associated with modules with that field what's in that field that needs to be picked up. And then this is just that green confirmation. All right, yeah, I scanned these modules, and all of them are on the list, and you get a nice little green, you know, signal that all those go. And if there's one on there that's not on your list, you get a red signal. And you are given the opportunity to override that and say, I'm going to take it anyway. But it does give you a warning that one was not on your list. So when we go backwards the other way, the same system now, it knows you've come into the gin yard, and you heard in a previous presentation about geofences. We build a geofence around the gin yard. There's a little GPS on the truck. It knows it's in the gin yard. It unloads the modules. Now you know where they were unloaded, and it sets a flag. These modules are now in the gin yard. All right, so now you know that. Then, when it's time to take them to the module feeder, again, you deploy the truck. It knows it's in the gin yard. It's picking up. It sets a switch. It says, okay, I'm picking these up to take them to the module feeder. Then it unloads them on the module feeder, and there's another kind of a little geofence there. It says, I'm at the module feeder. So these modules have now been delivered to the module feeder, and we know they're being ginned. And so I think it's kind of nice that it's doing some things without any human interaction, which you heard in a previous presentation how the truck drivers were not always cooperative, and so not maybe on purpose, but they've got a lot to think about. So this just removes any human need, and you say it gives you a lot of sophistication about where your stuff is without a lot of interruptions. They ran this at Frogmore this past season, and I think it worked really well. They had a little bit of trouble. I showed that transducer on the module bed. They had a little bit of trouble with some stuff getting tangled up in that, and he got it fixed. But that did make John rethink if he really wants to mess with the module truck. Well, the goal here is to never interrupt the primary ginning operation. You don't want to have to stop a truck because the RFID reader's not working. So he's a little concerned about dependability. He feels like he got it working. Going back to having the antennas at the weighbridge and at the module feeder are probably a good way to go. But I really like some of the automation we get about putting these antennas on the truck. And so we're going to be continuing to look at that. And really, I feel like by the time next year's over, when we go through one more ginning season, we'll have a complete package. If someone really wanted to do it, we'd be able to offer all the software and hardware that's needed to get rid of anything but the RFID tag. And I think EWR is really getting close to that same goal, and I think some others are working on that. So don't give up on us. I think we're going to have a way for you to benefit from those RFID tags. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Ed?
All right, thanks.